I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. The annual tour of the California Alps, Death Ride, is set for this Saturday, July 12th in Mono and Alpine counties. The 103-mile road cycling tour starts early in the morning and will require temporary closures of two highways. State Route 89, which is Monitor Pass, will close from Markleyville in Alpine County to US 395 in Mono County from 5 a.m. to noon. Then State Route 4, Ebbets Pass, will close from Lake Alpine to Markleyville from 5 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message signs are set along the highway ahead of this weekend's event, alerting motorists of the upcoming closures. Caltrans advises anyone planning to travel over the Sierra this Saturday to use an alternate route. To find out more about the event, go to www.deathride.com. Well, what new incoming traffic impacts can we expect next week? Well, in Inyo County, Meadow Farms ADA project on US 395 from Barlow Lane to CV Lane and Bishop, crews will be clearing and grubbing the land in preparation for multi-use paths on both sides of the highway and performing drainage work. The southbound outside lane and shoulder between Tusu Lane and CV Lane is closed until further notice. Work is scheduled Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. One lane in each direction will remain open at all times. Drivers may experience brief delays. Businesses will remain accessible through construction. Moving up the hill to Mono County, the Walker Bicyclist Safety Improvements will be taking place on the east side of 395, east side lane to just north of Hackney Drive in Walker. Crews will restripe the pavement to enhance bicyclist safety. There'll be one-way traffic control in the northern end of the project and intermittent traffic shifts, and drivers may experience brief delays. Work is scheduled for that project Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Well, beloved sister and aunt Cynthia D. Williams, other known as Sue, born February 8, 1948, passed away on June 27, 2025. It is with a sad heart we're letting family and friends know of her passing. Cynthia was born and raised in Bishop, California, and after graduating from Bishop High School in 1967, she left to work and study in Los Angeles. She worked hard in different jobs she had throughout the years, going from Los Angeles to Garden Grove and back to Los Angeles, then finally returning to Bishop in the late 90s and early 2000s. She worked at the CDD in Bishop until she retired. She enjoyed going out to lunch with family and friends, always getting a milkshake to go. We would like to thank all those who supported and loved her for supporting us in these hard times. With her gone, the funeral service will be held at Sunland Cemetery on July 12th at 10 a.m. For more of this obituary, please go to SierraWave.net or on our Facebook page at Sierra Wave Media. Well, what's happening at Bishop Twin Theater? Well, the Jurassic Rebirth is being held over this week, but the new movie, Superman, PG-13, action, sci-fi, 2 hours and 9 minutes long. When Superman gets drawn into conflicts at home and abroad, his actions are questioned, giving tech billionaire Lex Luthor the opportunity to get the Man of Steel out of the way for good. Will intrepid reporter Lois Lane and Superman's four-legged companion Krypto be able to help him before it's too late? Well, you'll have to go to the movie theaters to find out. At the time of the recording of this, it has an 82% on Rotten Tomatoes. I don't have the IMDb at the time, but I have to tell you, I thoroughly enjoyed this movie, and you definitely need to go out and watch our movie review of it because we have a special guest. It's Mason Allen Dinehart III. He's actually the first person to play Clark Kent Superman in the serials that was on film in 1948. That's right. We actually have the first Superman in our movie review. Well, thanks for listening to the news. For more news, always go to SierraWave.net. Follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, for nearly 30 years now, we're your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. And talk about the people who shape it. You should tune into this episode this weekend of Skippable News. Thanks for listening.